So what has your experience been like as an ESL student at TCC?
It have been challenges, but it possible, you know. I've been progress from last semester to this semester. I can see that I've been get better on my reading, speaking, and listening,
okay,
and writing, yeah.
So I actually am learning ASL right now in my classes, and I'm kind of having trouble like applying it to different stuff. So how do you usually use that, like with English?
Got different.
Like how do you remember it, I guess? How do you make it stick in your head?
Oh, keep practice.
Just keep practicing.
Yeah, keep practicing. Like my last semester, I reading in adventure. So actually we read the history book, the book name, Republic of this, of the Disney of Republic.
Okay.
So it is really hard for me. And I can understand the whole story, but I didn't understand the position.
Like the little details.
Yeah, the little detail I didn't understand. So I go back and read again. So when you read a second time, it make more sense.
Okay, just keep practicing.
Yeah, just keep practice.
Okay. So how did you find yourself at TCC?
When I came, the first time that I find out about TCC is from my husband. I want to go to school, and I keep asking, what can I do to go to school?
Mm-hmm.
And he said that I go to the church, and the church, they don't have a class of my level because I learned some English from Cambodia. They said that they don't have it. I had to come to TCC. So mm-hmm. I find out from church, from my husband, especially my husband, he'd been here before.
Okay. So is he fluent in English as well?
Yes, here. Okay. He American.
Oh, okay. So that makes it a lot easier so you can practice. Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, I thought you were a little bit, well, I didn't actually know who you were at all. So I was going to ask, did you do this after high school? Or obviously like high school was a little bit ago?
High school, it's 30 years ago. It's a long time ago, yeah.
Okay. So how was that? Is it much different from learning now than it was in Cambodia?
Yes, it's a lot different.
How is it different?
In Cambodia, the time, in my generation, you use the chalk to draw on the
board. Like so chalkboard.
We have a blackboard and we write a chalk on, and everything we write down, every single thing, even our lesson, we don't have a book to read. We have to write down
everything.
Yeah, we have to write down. And now all technology and a book, you don't have to write anything down. You just write a note sometimes, you know.
It makes it a lot different.
Yeah, it makes it a lot different.
So does that affect your learning? Do you think you learn it a little bit different because it's easier?
Yes, it is. It's a lot easier than when I was.
Do you feel like TCC gives you the right amount of support? Like, do they help you out with this?
Yes, they are. I'm really appreciate what they've done. They have all kind of, they have teacher, they have program that help you to go through. And like ESL, they actually have program that pay for you.
Yeah, that's amazing.
You still cost your money from your pocket, but it's so low that I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it makes it worth it. Okay. So how old were you whenever you came to America?
Oh, 16 years ago. Now I'm 48. So it's 32, between 32 and 33.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how was that transition for you?
From Cambodia and the United States. It's difficult.
Very difficult.
Yes. I start with, you know, when you let your family behind, your family, your friend, everything, and you just come alone, not yourself.
Yeah.
It is,
be very challenging, I imagine.
Yeah, it is challenges, and you have to deal with the culture, language, job. You start with, I don't know about other people, but for me, I start with scrap. You know, scrap? Nothing. I have nothing when
like
I come here.
I started from scratch. Yeah,
just started from scratch. So I know how to ride a car in Cambodia, but I don't know how to ride a car in the United States.
Probably because they're on different sides.
Yeah.
So that would make a difference.
Yeah.
So whenever you decided you wanted to move here, what was the process like that you had to do down there? Like, what did you have to do in Cambodia? Was there a lot of paperwork that you had to fill out and stuff?
Yes, a lot of legal paperwork I had to request. I had to show them my case is a Johnson visa, so I had to my husband has to have enough income to support me, everything. And I come here, it's not mean they give me the right to live. They give me 1 month, 3 months. I think they give me 3 months to get married to him. If I'm not get married, I have to leave.
Wow.
Yeah, that is the case that I go through. So, and I have to have interview. I have to have the paper, the legal paper. I have to make sure they check my background, make sure I'm not
a criminal
or violent or anything. And I had to provide all clear paperwork, not true, cannot be fake.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're checking that 100 times. Okay, so what are the major social differences that you find that were kind of different in Cambodia? So like, how is it? Yeah, so like, let's say going to school there, like what is it like to go to school as opposed to going to school here? I'm pretty sure it's a little bit different.
Go to school in Cambodia is, in my generation, the time, this is 16 years ago.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So, go to school there, if you have to have money. If you go to college, you have to have money.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, they have a public college, but you have to take, you have to pass the hard test to get in. And plus, it's corruption get in the public college that you don't have to pay fee. And you go to private college,
it's even more expensive.
It's compared to United States, it's cheap. But for the income for Cambodian, for citizen, Cambodian citizen, it's hard. So only the kid that about middle class that can go to college.
Okay.
Because they don't have student loan like us.
To just be able to, yeah.
Yes, so poor kid doesn't have opportunity to go to college. And in here, you go to, like, even you're poor, you go to school, even from go to college, if you just put your salary in, you make it through. They help everything support you, student loan, everything, even the loan, the way to go.
So they give you a chance here, yeah?
Yes.
That's nice. Okay. I'm going to switch to here so my computer doesn't die. Do you feel like you're the same person that you were whenever you first moved here? Or have you changed a lot?
I changed a lot.
Wow.
I changed. when the first time that I came here, I feel stuck in my culture, that everything had to be straight and perfect. Because
it was all that you were used to, yeah.
Yeah, so and when I came here, I had to adopt myself to this culture that in Cambodia, the families clear with each other, and when you see one do wrong, you try to protect, you try to stop, you try, you know, sometimes you do like did you watch the movie about parent, Asian parent?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that, that's the way I grew up. So, and my kids still complain about that too, because I still do like that. So they want everything perfect, and they want their kid, they control it. Because they think that their kid know nothing.
They probably know a little bit.
But in here, you have to let your kid explore some, right? You have to, sometimes that's what they want. You have to accept it. It's not what you want.
Yeah.
You have to follow the kid. It's not the kid follow you sometimes.
Me and mom going the same thing right now. So I understand completely. Definitely, yeah. I can see how that would be different. How do you, okay, so I really find it's very difficult to get around Tulsa because it's very, very big. And I'm very used to a small town because I am not from Oklahoma. I'm from Louisiana, like way down south. So this is really, really big for me. So how is it for you moving around Tulsa?
You know, the first year, I'm not even know the street. But I come here the first year, I'm not driving the first year. It takes me 3 years to drive. So the first year, I look at the street and say, how can I drive in this country? It's hard because I drive in Cambodia, it's 10 miles per hour or 20 miles per hour.
So yeah, then you're going 70 on the highways.
Yeah. And then I drive in the town, I'm 5 miles per hour.
That's really slow.
And I come here and I don't know how to drive. My boss picked me up. I used to work in the restaurant. Mm-hmm. My boss picked me up and drive from Tulsa to Warsaw. And I keep looking. So how can I remember all this stuff? But when you drive, you start drive, you can know that, you know, every corner is a mile. So that's why I start to learn it. It's hard. It's still hard for me, but
it's still pretty hard for me. And I've been here for a little while, yeah. So I definitely understand. Because it's not, like, you can know where you're going, but until you actually have to drive it, you probably still wouldn't even know where you're going.
Yeah, you just think that the next 2 miles, you just know what east, what west, what south. So you can know that 2 miles, you will go keep this street. That's what I learned it from, how to get around in Tulsa.
I know a lot of people, like, whenever I used to work at this job, a lot of people, like, they have it down, like, in a grid form. They know everything about it. I'm just like, I'm glad you do, because I know nothing. So what are your strategies for learning in class? Like, what do you usually do whenever you find everything is getting a little bit difficult?
Mostly, I spend more time. Spend more time on it. It's difficult. I try to find out, like, writing essay. It's pretty difficult for me right now. But what I try to do is I read, and I not start to read in the college class yet. I started with the newspaper. And when I study the newspaper, I can see how they write. And I just keep doing. And the first thing I write the essay, I find the topic, mm-hmm. and I just tie in whatever I want to tie. I'm not organized. And after that, I just start organize letter. Yeah, just keep doing.
That's actually a good way to write. Like, yeah. I do the same thing, yeah. So yeah. I find that's really helpful.
Yeah, and if too much, you just stop for a while, go to gym, and come back.
Come back and read it, and yeah. Do it again, yeah.
Yeah.
So that works, okay. So in class, is it a bunch of people who all speak different languages and y'all all are getting taught English, or is it more single person focused? Like, is it you and the teacher, or is it a whole class of students and you're all just learning from that one person?
Actually, more the class that we learn at TCC, we learn, the teacher just give us direction. We all work in a group together and kind of, we acting more the teacher.
So y'all are more the teachers, okay.
Yeah, so acting more in the, more than the teacher, because teacher give us direction. See, explain, I'm very good. I'm very glad that the one thing is, I'm very proud of the teacher at TCC is they understand every single of us. Don't know how they do it because when I listen to my friend, I cannot understand them. My teacher understand them.
Probably because they're so used to hearing so many different people's accents. Exactly. Yeah.
So they give a direction, very clear direction, and they work on the work project.
Okay, that's really good. Do you feel like your classmates are pretty helpful in learning? You all kind of work together?
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta stick together, I imagine. Yeah. Okay. So it's just you and your husband here?
My husband, now I have my sister here. Okay. My sister, my niece, nephew.
That's good. Okay. So I wanted to talk a little bit more about Cambodia. So what are some of your favorite holidays that you still probably celebrate here?
We used to celebrate because we are half Chinese, quarter Vietnamese, quarter Cambodia, and Cambodia kind of match all that stuff too. So grandparents always celebrate Chinese New Year, Cambodian New Year. And the most thing that my sister keep do now is Chinese New Year.
Okay, so what is that like? I've actually never even heard of it before.
Chinese New Year and Cambodian New Year, they still do it. Mm-hmm. Chinese New Year is, they have 3 days. The first day they celebrate the food. So they cook a bun of food that we can eat for a week. Cook a bun of food and they just celebrate for spirit. So we can invite spirit come and eat it. That's our okay. culture. And the second day they give the gift to, but more of their gift is money. Did you hear the joke about Chinese comedy say that Chinese love money so much, they have a god money or something?
Yeah, I'm just thinking of Rush Hour right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the third day, they just play game all day, they not do anything. They go, some people they go drop out, but mostly the real culture that I learned from my dad is to not go anywhere. Chinese
New Year, just
spend time with family, yeah.
Okay.
And Cambodian Union, actually Cambodian Union come up in this April.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
April 13, 14, and 15.
That's right after my birthday. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna have to look into that. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know they have in Tulsa, but they do have in Dallas. Because we don't have a temple in Tulsa.
So it's in a temple?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they said that they have in Oklahoma City, but I never find out about that. But more Cambodian and Union, they go to Dallas. And Wichita, you know, Kansas, Wichita?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have two. So that 3 days, they have 3 days to Cambodia. New Year, they celebrate the food. They give the food to the monk. The monk pray to the spirit.
Okay.
And sister, or hero that passed away, the family member that passed away, yeah, they pray the food to the spirit. That's okay. What they do. But the real culture is just New Year is to get around together, and they play the popular game, Cambodian popular game, like there's a lot of games that they just throw the ball that they made from tau. Cambodian, it's not tau, it's the piece of cloth that Cambodian use for dry themselves, like you like a tau.
Oh, okay, like a tau, okay.
Yeah.
So it's like a little cloth ball, but like not necessarily cloth. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, that's what they do. And they do prepare the food and fruit for the god.
Okay.
The one thing in Cambodia have different god every year. The new year they change the god.
So how many gods are there? There are a lot of gods?
Actually, Buddha doesn't concern him a god. He a teacher. He's not a god.
Okay.
But they have so many gods that every year they change. I'm not really know about this stuff either.
You're okay. That could be overwhelming because there's a lot of different stuff. So like every different year, is there a different theme because it's a different god? So like,
yes, because then we have 12 years.
Okay.
Because we have like start with rabbit. You know about the year of the same in China. They have rabbit, horses, ox, dragon.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so every year they have different and they change about that. In this year, like the year is the horse, so the god will ride the horse, come and take care of the earth, you know?
Okay. That's really interesting. Okay. Forgot that I was on here. All right, so are there any American holidays that you celebrate before coming here?
Before I come
here? I mean, like, now that you're here, do you celebrate any American holidays, or is it just strictly just Cambodian or any Vietnamese and Chinese stuff that you do?
Right now, I'm not really celebrate Chinese or Cambodian. My sisters, they celebrate. We celebrate, but go to join them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I celebrate Christmas, Thanksgiving, and that's the most thing that we celebrate. July 4th, Independence Day.
Okay.
And
so like most of the big ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you add your own splash in there, like your own culture?
Do
you add your own, for like Thanksgiving, there's like a lot of food and stuff. Do you make your own food there?
Yeah.
Okay,
sometimes you make your own food because some of our family don't like American food. Used to the old food, but
yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah,
that's understandable. So, what are your favorite Cambodian foods?
Cambodian food is a lot of vegetables. They have one food that they call gok go.
Okay,
they got some long gok go. We call gok go soup that is made from, we can cook with the pork rib or fish, catfish.
Okay.
Mostly we cook with catfish. So we make a lot of green vegetables. We have like maybe 15 kinds of vegetables together.
Yeah, they're gonna feed a lot of people then, yeah.
Yeah, because we start with like spinach, pumpkin,
Pumpkin. Okay.
Yeah, spinach, pumpkin. But the spinach in Cambodia is different from here. You have like green vegetable. We have the pepper leaf. We have the lemongrass. We have the leaf is just green leaf. We have 4 or 5 of that ever we have, but mostly that food is the traditional food that Cambodia always grow the plant. The plant, all that plant they always have around their house.
Okay.
So they have and cook it.
So you wouldn't even have to go to the grocery store. It's all in your backyard and you know what you're putting into it.
Yeah, and
that's really nice.
That come from the background, but more my generation, we had to go to the store too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of vegetable in there. But we put rice in there too. We brown the rice. Brown the rice and we smash it really small. We grind it really small and put in. It come up. Pumpkin, pepper leaf, they call another one is slipa, it kind of spinach, but it's kind of it kind of wine and grow, it's green. And papaya. I try to remember because
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of them. You're okay.
Yeah, and the seasoning you have lemongrass, salt, pepper. It's really, and they have turmeric. You know turmeric?
Mm-hmm. Like the orange stuff, yeah.
Yes, turmeric, and they have another one. I don't know what they call. Cambodia called chili, but it's a white thing that we not really use in here. We Cambodia really important that one, but
is it like flour or cornstarch?
No, it like a turmeric, but it's white. But it's small. It's not exactly like, but they use the root, like turmeric too.
Okay. Maybe like a radish? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, American doesn't. I didn't see American have that one. I just try to look for that word.
So whenever you want to make more traditional dishes, where do you go to shop for there? Is there like a store that you go to, that
yes.
you like to go to here, down here?
Yeah, they have Asian Mall or Nam Hai. You know Nam Hai?
My mom loves
yeah.
to go to Nam Hai to get some shrimp, so yeah, we go there a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have a lot in Nam Hai, but mostly we don't have all the vegetables that we need. We use spinach to replace all, mostly.
Yeah. So how has COVID been for you? How are you dealing with that?
It's terrible. Yeah. My dad actually passed away from COVID.
Wow, I'm so sorry. My grandma actually passed away from COVID.
Sorry.
Yeah, so I definitely feel you on that.
And it is scary and stressful. But at the same time, I keep an experience. How people had to take care of themselves, right?
Yeah. It was different to have to be in the house by yourself for so long, kind of find yourself.
But I find out that people have, by COVID, I can learn from different people. Because I still don't understand, but I have to accept it. My dad passed away from COVID. My dad doesn't work, but it get from family, not live together. We cannot prevent that one. It has to be happen. But still, people doesn't believe on COVID. Even
very, very challenging. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
to watch so many people die from it, and they're like, it's fake. Yeah, it can't be fake because I even caught COVID for a little bit. So, yeah.
And you can see that people get die from COVID. People, COVID doesn't do nothing to another people. So it's just. Challenges about that, so I don't know.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about? We have a little bit of time. What are your biggest? So, what's the thing that aggravates you the most about being in the United States? Like, you just don't like it?
Oh, I like it. Freedom.
Freedom. Okay.
Yes. People think that it's not freedom. I know it's you go every country, you still obey the law, you still get the corruption, you still have it. But United States, compared to country that I live, compared to Cambodia, it's way different. I hear people say there's still corruption in there, but I didn't meet yet. I didn't see yet. I didn't see yet. Mm-hmm. Cambodia, I in there. I in the corruption. I meet it since I grow up, everything. And in here, you see the police. Oh yeah, you feel safe. Cambodia, you see the police. Oh, you scared. Because they come out. Oh, they always need money from you. If you have money to give them, it's fine.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
So, talk about the traffic. If the traffic, you die there, it's wrong. You go wrong. You know you're wrong already. They come here, they give you a ticket. But if you just give them $10 or something, just go. Not have to worry about it.
Wow.
So this is how corruption in Cambodia. You go to the my generation is very corruption about schooling. So, but one point they stop it. I don't know how they do it, but it failed a lot of students. So the generation before me and my generation, the high school tech is big, if you deal for Cambodia. Every student in the country take the same tech the same day.
On the same
day? Same moment.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's like a whole standardized test for everybody, yes, and that's how you graduate high school?
Yes.
Okay.
And you get one chain, you fail.
That's it?
You try another year.
Okay.
And you cannot go to college when you fail that test.
So if you fail it one time, you can't ever go to college?
Next year, you have to wait for next year to try to take that test again until you pass. And the other corruption, then you give money, you pass. You don't give money, you fail. And just generation before me and one after, I think I remember that the generation before me is my brother. I thought it's a long time ago, 30 years ago. The whole province that my brother is only 16 students pass. The whole province. So
oh wow.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
It is crazy. Oh, the whole high school. The whole high school that my brother
got. Oh,
I
know.
300 people, only 16. My generation, they up. I just try to remember last time I told my teacher about my generation up to 36 students.
So okay, so we're getting better. Okay.
Yeah, so 36 students, the whole high school that passed. So 300 students, only 36 students.
Not too many good chances, especially if it's all corruption and stuff like that. Yes. You probably don't have the means to,
No, that's when they stop corruption. When they stop corruption, that test a lot of students fail.
Wow.
That 2 years.
So they're not allowed to pay for it.
The government have, I don't know why that time is so strict. I don't know what the government changed the ruling. That time is just strict and they just file a lot of students file. Because they don't take corruption. They don't take money anymore.
Oh, okay. So they're trying to do something new, okay.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
But after that, they're corruption again. So it's just whatever they want to do.
It's just a cycle. So they're just going to keep on going.
Yeah, corruption really bad. It's still now, it's really bad.
Okay. Well, is there anything that you wish you can do differently about your transition, or just anything you've done in the past? Like just specifically about being in America?
If I can do?
If you could do it.
I want to come here early so I can go to school. So what I wish, I can come here when I was 13 or at least 16, not 33 and have kids, you know.
Make it a little bit easier to learn.
Yeah.
I understand that. Well, all right. Well, we've done our time limit, so if you're good, then I'm good.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.